Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle,
and let's dive in.
Okay, cheers. Welcome to, I can't even remember what number on.
35.
It's 6. I think 36. I think 35 is what we did the other
That's
day.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So this episode is only being recorded a couple days after the last one.
It's also 10:22 in the morning.
Yeah, so we have not broken out the alcohol yet. We are gonna try the other new thing that I bought, but we're starting with coffee slash water. I already had a full cup of coffee. So Allie was like, why don't you have coffee? And I was like, let me just tell you so everybody can hear why I don't have coffee. So I got this Oura Ring. Do you know what, have you heard of this?
Yeah.
In like October, and I love it. And one of the things that I try to do is when my sleep score is above a certain number, I only get one cup of coffee. Like I don't need it. I got a really good night of sleep last night. Lila was at mom's, I slept in. I actually didn't drink last night at the show. So like I got a really good night's sleep. I don't need two cups of coffee.
Okay.
So I already had my coffee for today. And so I'm gonna hydrate during the first half of this episode. And then we'll move on.
I should hydrate.
Okay, well you can share some of my water.
Anyway. And also to explain how we look right now.
I think we talked about it on last week's episode, but we are going to Chicago Pride Fest once we're done recording.
We should have put that behind us.
With the rainbow. I told you that last week that we should have put it behind us. It's so cute. But just you mean for today.
Yeah.
Or we should have like stuck the pride flag. We're so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see JoJo. See you.
So first off, have you ever been to Pride Fest?
No.
Okay.
I've never been to Pride.
Okay. I'm so excited. I mean, I went last year, but I was very uncomfortably pregnant. They only have porta potties, which at least they have something, but when you are pregnant and you have to pee every like 30 minutes, it was not fun.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, I can only be on my feet for so long, and there was a point where I wanted to just like sit on the curb, and it was just the whole thing. So I'm very excited to go
to Rally
today. It's gonna be so fun. So we're going all together as a family. When Lila gets up from her first nap.
As a family.
Well, yeah. Well, yes, yeah, Mark and Mom bailed on us, but you, me, and Sam and Lila. Okay. That's our family.
I was gonna ask you this, how long do you think we're gonna last?
Well, in general?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so let me finish the first part of this.
Okay.
So we're gonna go all together, mm-hmm. and Sam is excited about the food, and there are performances all day. There's three stages. And
there's like a drag performance, isn't there?
Almost, I think every other one is drag, like the performances. And then, but then there's other performances. Last year we saw the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll walk around, have drinks, have food. There's also shops, like queer owned local shops, set up booths. So there's like, so that's what we will do in the first couple of hours. And then Sam's gonna bring Lila home for her nap. And that is like almost the perfect timing for us to then, you know, make sure we get a good spot and whatever for JoJo. And then
commas.
So
it's the only,
that was on my list. Do you know any other songs by JoJo?
Okay. Cool. Except for, that one song when she was like really little, wait, it's so catchy. Hold on. I gotta find it now. Maybe we should like.
Listen to some JoJo for a bit.
Wait, Karma's literally
her number one song. Of course it is.
Oh, JoJo Siwa Kids. Boomerang.
Oh, yeah, Boomerang.
But so like a boomerang.
I wonder if she'll sing covers.
She has to, because the only song that she has that's not JoJo Siwa Kids is Karma.
Or maybe she's doing other stuff. Like,
Maybe she's just, like, talking?
No. The performances are all
or dancing.
Yeah, maybe she's, I'm here for that.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty questionable things.
I'm so excited. So JoJo goes on at 2, which we were saying before we started recording. I am shocked she's like the 2 p.m. slot and not like the 7 p.m. slot.
You know what? I feel like she might. It might be because maybe the people who made the schedule thought that she does still appeal to kids.
Yeah, and so it does get more rowdy as the day goes on. Like earlier in the day, it is, you know, like I'm taking my almost 10 month old, but I probably wouldn't take her at 7 p.m.
I fear when Lincoln and I are by ourselves and
yeah, no one else there to check us.
Yeah, because like I just feel like
the difference is when we're
last time that happened.
I know, but here's the difference. It's 2 p.m. When we're by ourselves and I know that Lila's done for the day, you know, until the next day, that's risky. But she is going to wake up from her nap and somebody still, I mean, obviously Sam could parent her for that last wake window, but like,
I was. Well, I foresee drunk Lincoln and Allie wanting to see the meeting. So.
And then I envision like, yeah, we stay for a couple hours while Lila's asleep and then we come back. Maybe go find some like actual food, whatever.
Yeah.
TBD.
Yeah.
You know.
So we'll see. Well, I was telling my friends that we were going to do this and they were like, you should like vlog. Like the sisters like us should vlog it.
Oh, that's a fun idea. We could like just take clips and then make like a compilation on Instagram, like a yeah. reel of like all the different
yeah.
clips. That'd be fun.
Yeah. And we can, like, every time we, like, get a new drink, we can be like, okay, cheers. This is what we're trying.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Yeah, yeah, we can totally do that. I don't necessarily want to post it in real time.
No, I don't.
Because I know you make fun of me for my weekend recap.
No, I look forward to your weekend recap.
I mean, I've been on Instagram for over a decade. Like, mm-hmm. I've had my Instagram handle and posted on Instagram yeah. for over a decade. And I have always tried to balance the line of, like, posting and being in the moment, mm-hmm. right? Even more so now that Lila's here, I'm really trying. I've always not posted in real time for safety purposes, but now I really like not posting over the weekends. And then on Mondays doing like, here's all the pictures and videos I took over the weekend that yeah, I didn't no, share. It. So I love that.
I'll be taking a selfie though for us.
I think we could take one picture that we post on the story today, but
yeah. Well, I wore one for my story too.
Oh, also that. It's different, I think, on the SLU Instagram because we don't have near as many people. Because part of it is,
yeah, guys, follow us. Instagram. Because I feel like a lot of people from your Instagram still like listen and like our stuff because you like collaborate the posts.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys just need to follow Sisters Like Us. We're almost to 400 followers.
That's so exciting.
Even though that's like, that's still like a handful of people.
No, that is.
It's like a handful. It's like a little handful.
I want you to imagine, this is what I've always heard business coaches say. Imagine you're in a room with that many people. Like think about like a 400 person wedding. Anyway, we got off topic, but asking you if you knew any other JoJo Siwa songs was on my list.
Yeah, no. Boomerang.
But she did like go on a full blown tour.
A kid's tour.
And what did she, but did she sing her own song? Or she sang like the kids' song? So maybe that is what she's singing today. Maybe we are going to see JoJo Siwa sing all her kids' stuff.
Well, from the videos, it looks very questionable that that's what she's going to be singing.
What videos?
You haven't seen the videos of her like literally like.
Do you not want to
putting her hand in her shirt and like.
No.
Oh. Like she's being very like sexual.
But what is she singing there?
Karma.
Oh. Well, that's fine, but okay, great. She's gonna sing Karma, but what else is she going to sing? Oh, LA Pride Recap. Okay. So she's doing this show at other cities too.
Wait, she was just taking a fucking swig. Where is that? Like,
whoa!
She's not doing kids.
Yeah, she has a whole thing of vodka. She's not 21.
Yeah, she is.
Did she just turned 21. That's good timing for her.
Yes, because the Pride Fest for LA was her 21st birthday.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's perfect timing. I wonder if she's doing... It's kind of nice that all the big cities do different weekends. You know, you're chugging them.
Good idea.
It's kind of nice that all the big cities do different weekends. So it sounds like LA was last weekend. Chicago is this weekend. I wonder if she's going to New York next week.
Yeah.
To do New York. But New York doesn't do a Pride Fest. They just do a parade. I think I mentioned this before somewhere. It could have been on my own channel, though. Pride Fest that we're going to today is awesome and unique, and New York doesn't have anything like that. It's more just like bars celebrating and doing their own things, but the New York parade was most definitely better. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Maybe you guys are recap next week.
Well, so that's funny because I'm leaving to go out of town.
Oh, right.
So we could try and squeeze one in just so that we can recap Pride.
We played one.
No, we didn't. We said we were going to just take a week off.
No, we're going to take a week off.
Okay. So we just will maybe recap on Instagram.
I have a very busy week next week.
Yeah. So it's okay. So yesterday we went and saw Inside Out 2.
We did. We had a little matinee.
Yeah. So I was telling Allie, Sam and I used to do this all the time in New York. When we lived in the Upper East Side, we lived around the corner from an AMC. And if you went to a show before noon, it was half price. So we would go to Dunkin' and we would get breakfast sandwiches and coffee and sneak them in and have like breakfast morning movie dates at movies. And
that's
so
what we did yesterday.
Yes, that's what we did yesterday.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. I love it. I would much rather go to a movie at 11:30 than 7 p.m. So,
you know, yeah.
Especially an animated movie.
Right, an animated movie, yeah. Like, I do love a movie night, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm indifferent about that, but yeah, the movie was very, very
cute. Yes, I mean, I love Inside Out 1, which we rewatched on Thursday night, even though we were both, like, half asleep by the end of it.
So tired.
But
I, like, crashed when I got home.
Oh, yeah. It's just such a good way, I think, to think about how our emotions work and how, like, the inside of our brains. And I can't wait to, like, watch it with Lila and, like, have her, you know, I just think they do such a good job.
They do such a good job of, like, really, because, like, obviously in the second one, like, they introduce, like, anxiety and, like,
anxiety.
And I feel like that's, like, not only, you know what, a couple, there, actually, I'll go back to that, but I just love the way that they portrayed, like, anxiety not being able to control itself.
Yeah.
And, like, also, like, thinking of anxiety as, like, what I've always done as someone who, like, you know, deals with it daily is, like, when you are anxious, you have to think of it as, like, it's just your, like, your body trying to protect you. That's the one thing I do to help me get through it. And, like, them saying that in the movie, like, I literally lost it. I was, like, that is literally, like, you know? And then sometimes joy is helpful when you're anxious, and sometimes you just have to be anxious.
Yeah, I think they did a really great job of not only portraying anxiety, but showing that, and you said this yesterday, that we started to talk about the movie in the car, and then I was like, wait,
we literally were like quiet the whole way.
Yeah, then we just drove in silence. But they, not silence, I guess there was music on, but
yeah.
That they, at the end, I guess we're gonna spoil it, but like, let's be honest, this isn't necessarily like a movie that you're like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? Like, it's a Disney movie. But they don't try to get rid of anxiety. They try to cope. Like, what do you do? What do you tell anxiety?
Because you spend the whole movie like being like, oh, like, fuck anxiety. Like,
anxiety's the villain, yeah.
Like, this is so irritating. Like, at the end, like, kind of realizing that, like, you need
all of your emotions.
Yeah, you can't just, and it's kind of the same as the first one.
Well, yeah, the first movie is sadness.
Right, like, you realize that, like, you need
sadness.
It's okay to be anxious, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to have all of these emotions, and, like, I just like the way that they portrayed that. And then, like, obviously, like, the main character has, like, a panic attack, and, like, you can see it because she's, like, you know, her heart's racing, she's having tunnel vision, like, all of the things, and, like, anxiety literally is also, like, losing control, because, like, when you're in a panic attack and you're trying to, like, get out of it, you literally, like, your anxiety is not letting you get out of it. Yeah. And so it's just, like, it's just a spiral, like, a domino effect, right? And so just, like, seeing how it was just done, it's just, like, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And we were, like, bawling our eyes out, so it's fine.
Yes. Oh, I was crying both, like, for myself, but then also, I think, like, thinking about, like, raising a child and trying to explain these emotions to her. And, like, it is funny, the more I watch movies nowadays, I find myself sometimes relating more to the parents in the movie than the main characters. You know, like, when I used to watch shows like Emily Parenthood, right? The first time I watched it, I related to, like, the kids.
Yeah.
And then, so whatever. But, so I love also seeing, you know, we saw the inside of the parents' head a little bit in the first movie, but again, in this one. But what I liked about this one is they show the main five are still driving the parents. And anxiety's still there in the mom. Like, anxiety shows up, and the one of the emotions in the mom's head is like, hey, anxiety, welcome back. Like, it's not like she ever goes away. Like, it's just probably a lot more managed because she's not at the main forefront as she is for the 13-year-old.
Yeah. And I think, too, it's like, I feel like we've talked about this before, like, people in, like older generations, like, I feel like were the fight or flight mode, like, when they were younger was, like, more normal.
Yeah.
Because there was just, like, more that they were going through, in a sense.
I think the older generations struggle to talk about their emotions. And so I think, you know, when they put all the other emotions in, like, a glass jar and they call them, like, suppressed emotions. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what
they're, like, just better at suppressing anxiety, and, like, we're, like, just, like,
no, I'm gonna deal with it. And I'm gonna figure out how to, like, not be so anxious. Yeah.
I feel like I was like playing around in my head about like what other emotions that they should like have.
Well, okay, go ahead.
So I like feel like pain would be a good one.
Yeah.
You know, like in certain, cause pain is kind of like disgust where and envy where it could be like different like spectrums, right? Yeah. Like it could be like physical pain, but it could also be like not physical.
Like a, yeah, like emotional pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw an Instagram reel that was saying how in this movie, right, there's four new emotions. And they each kind of pair nicely with one of the original emotions, right? Anxiety goes with fear, embarrassment goes with sadness, envy goes with disgust, and ennui goes with anger. It's kind of like an opposite there. And so then it was like, joy is the only one that didn't get a more complex pair. And I saw like a theory on Instagram that was like, I think joy's more complex counterpart is love. But Riley's not ready for love at 13. That will be coming.
I was thinking
like high school is like, she gets to high school and she has her first love. And love is like the next level up emotion. And it's joy's complex emotion.
Yeah. No, I love that.
Yeah. It was just a theory. Like, who knows if that's actually what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I almost sent you the reel. And then I was like, wait, no, I'm just going to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. I think, yeah. It would be so fun to like create them. Like, I would love to create love.
I know. I feel like
she'd be pink.
Well, yeah, embarrassment's kind of pink, but love could be like a hot pink.
Or love could be red.
Anger's red.
Love could be purple.
Fear is technically purple. They're gonna run out of pills.
No, boredom's purple.
Boredom's also a shade. They're both shades of purple.
Okay. Anyways, this is
I think it's really cute.
It's a really cute film. I love it.
It's just a good, and it's a great concept. Like, it's Disney being clever, and
yeah,
I love it. I also just love, this is like more recent Pixar movies. They're not about like love and romance and relationships. They're about like real life shit.
Yeah. You know? I think it's nice to see like them creating stuff that like just has an underlying meaning that like also appeals to multiple audiences.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Before we move into these, I do have to say that I had a headache Friday morning. Now, it could have been due to a million and one other things, like water, food, allergies, whatever. Like, I don't want to blame it on the margaritas. We only had two.
But 15% is a lot. Like, you think about that in the grand scheme of things, like, those Happy Dads were five. So, like, that's, like, three of those. So, technically, we had six of those.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I was, like, unsure about the second one.
Right. Yeah. I definitely woke up with a headache on Friday morning, and I wasn't sure if it was that. But it wasn't bad enough that I'm like, oh, I'm never going to have them again. You know what I mean? So, the other thing I picked out for us to try were these spiked coconut waters that I saw at Trader Joe's that, in my head, I thought they were going to be still, and I just realized that it says sparkling on it. So, I'm kind of bummed by that, but that is all right. Because you've heard me talk before that I don't really love bubbles. But maybe this isn't going to be, like, super bubbly. I don't know. But they are 5% gluten-free, no added sugar.
Real fruit juice.
Yeah, it says real fruit juice. And there's four different flavors.
Okay,
so
let's do it.
Let's do it. I had never heard of these. I just was browsing in Trader's. Oh, my God, they are so pretty.
First drink of the day.
Mango. Woo!
It
is nice and cold. Okay, so let's start. You have mango and I have passion fruit.
Okay, guys. This one, okay, flip before you sip.
Oh.
Real juice settles. Wow. This is
interesting.
An overwhelming amount of work that I could do before.
Okay, drinking. I don't think you have to do it that much. All the goodness of coconut water and real passion fruit playfully spiked and sparkled. No nasty additives. You'll thank us tomorrow morning.
Well, let's find out, son boy.
We can't. Sorry.
Oh, you listen to, like,
It sounds cool.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, that was a bad one.
No.
Anyway, but how we feel tomorrow morning, we can't blame it on son boy because I have a feeling we're going to drink other shit at the festival. Interesting.
I don't like how it smells. I also don't like mango, really, flavored things.
Here, go to switch. Here, let's switch.
No. Okay. I'm going to try them all. Cheers. You're like, chill.
Oh, Okay, well, the good news is first, they're not as carbonated as like a typical seltzer.
I'm not getting the coconut.
I'm not either.
Okay, hold on.
It really just kind of tastes like passion fruit juice. Oh yeah, this one does smell funny.
It just tastes like a seltzer. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good because it's cold.
Yeah, but it does taste more like juice, I think, than the other kinds of seltzers.
You know what I do like about it? I don't feel like it's going to make me feel like bloated. Mm-hmm.
I like them.
Okay.
Let's try that. I really want to stick a straw in it, though. All right, so the other two flavors we have are pineapple, which, as we learned from the last one, is typically a good option, and tangerine.
Okay. I like this color scheme.
Are you ready? Woo! This one literally smells like orange.
This one smells good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that
the pineapple is good because it's giving pina colada.
Oh, because you can kind of taste the coconut.
It's good.
This one, it really just kind of tastes like orange juice.
Pineapple's the best for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Ooh, that's good.
This tastes like airborne.
Yeah, it does kind of taste like a
tangerine's a big no.
Oh, but it's not as no as like, you can have that. It's not
that
as no
good
as like the wild cherry from the Happy Dad one.
Guys, Sun Boy pineapple.
And at Trader Joe's, they did have them where you could buy them individually. Like, I bought the variety pack, but you could have bought them individually.
This one's so good.
Okay. I am gonna go grab a straw because I am. Do you want one?
Sure.
One of the things I had on my list was asking you what I should do. I'm getting my nails done tomorrow for our like very long trip. Actually, before I talk about the color for tomorrow, I'm having a bit of a nail, I don't know what the word is here, like identity crisis.
Okay.
I used to bite my nails, right? Like for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. I was a nail biter. And then I finally stopped biting my nails, but I'm still a picker. Like I will pick at my nails. And so if there's regular polish on them, I will pick at them and it doesn't last that long. At home, I use nail polish called Dazzle Dry that does last longer than regular polish, but it's still not gel, right? It doesn't last that long. Mm-hmm. And so I'm constantly like, not on edge, that's like really dramatic, but like, there's always a possibility that it chips and then I pick at it and then I have to redo mm-hmm. my nails. And I don't mind painting my nails at home. I like my Dazzle Dry system, but it is just something that I'm always kind of it's in the back of my mind. So when I travel, I like to get gel because I like to know it's going to last. And the place that we go here is ridiculous and it literally never chips. Like I've never had it chip. Allie's showing her nails on the camera.
I have like these. Okay, hold on. It needs to focus. You can kind of tell, but they're literally a French manicure. Like they look like fake nails. Everyone always thinks they're fake.
They're fake, yeah.
And they're a gel manicure. They're not dip.
No,
they're not.
It's just traditional gel.
It's literally just a gel manicure.
But this place is fantastic.
Lasts forever.
It lasts forever. So, but my only issue with that is growth. My nails do grow pretty quickly. And unlike you, and I feel like some other people in the world, I cannot function with long nails. Like if I'm trying to type and my nails are long, mm-hmm. I get so frustrated and angry.
Okay.
And so when I go get them done, I always have them do them pretty short so that, Charlie. All right, well, Charlie's just in.
Charlie is joining the party.
Charlie's joining the party. So I always get them done really short when I get them done so that when my issue is always growth before chips, right? Like I'm not going because they've chipped. I'm growing because they've grown out too much. Actually, that's a lie. I'm going because I'm leaving for vacation on Wednesday and they're closed Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Charlie.
So then the problem becomes, right, when they grow out, you can see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so originally, like when I was getting them done last time, I thought, okay, when I go before vacation, I'm going to get like a coral. That's the color, like summery for mm-hmm. like a trip. That's what I'm going to do. But then I started thinking, like especially after seeing yours, and mom currently has French, regular French with white. that maybe I do a French. Yeah. That way when it grows out, you can't tell.
Yeah, so that's why. So I always go kind of like back and forth because like my nails grow pretty fast too. So like I'll do a color and then I'll like grow them out. And then that next time I'll do a French with my nails like a little bit longer. And then like I'll like go back and then I'll kind of like go back and forth. But typically they like need to like kind of know ahead of time because they need like extra time.
To do French?
Yeah, but like if you, I mean like you could also just be, I mean they either say, we're some sort of safety.
They say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can ask if there's time for French. I'm also getting a pedicure, so maybe they, that,
yeah,
they've allocated enough time. So, okay, so then the question is, if I do get French, do I just do white or do I do something
fun? Do a
color.
Do a coral.
Like a coral tip?
Yeah. That'd be so cute.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not as cool to like pull off the color tips.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm so nervous about it.
Don't be nervous about it. It's so, I love it. I love doing this. This is like, this is also one of my favorite colors. Like my favorite colors are like blue and
coral.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what I end up deciding.
Love.
But I am getting my nails done tomorrow, which will feel good. And I haven't had a pedicure in a really long time. I typically don't go because I just, Charlie does not need to try the sun boy. Anyway, I feel like I hate paying for pedicures. I'm like, I can paint my own toenails. It's really not that serious.
But once I got in the habit of painting or getting a pedicure, I was like, wow, I like how my feet feel when like they're not.
I'm so ticklish. My feet are so ticklish.
That. So is mom. She's always like.
Poor mom.
Oh, Bonnie. She doesn't listen anyway.
She doesn't.
One time I was like watching it or something like while I was sitting at her house and she was like, oh my God, ha ha ha. And I'm like, yeah, like we're talking about you. And I was like, you don't listen. You should because we talk about you a lot. And she was like,
I don't know what that story was.
I don't know either. I got distracted.
Anyway, so yeah, mom doesn't listen to us, which is fine. And we say good things. Like, we love mom, obviously. As you called her the third sister.
Yeah. Guys, we need a guest to come on our podcast. Let us know who you want to have.
Besides mom?
So we could have, here's our list of options.
The harder part about having a guest
is figuring out your schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, is the scheduling. If, you know, doing it as regularly as we do.
Yeah.
However, here's an idea. The guest episodes could be good fillers for when we're out of town. Like, we could do our regular, you and I, chatting regularly, but then, like, also do an extra guest episode to have for, like, it's too late for this trip, but maybe when you're in Italy.
Yeah.
We could have a guest episode.
Yeah.
Well, I did feel like I did a good job of coming up with ideas, but we've talked about them all.
Okay.
It was Inside Out, Nails, and do you know any other JoJo Siwa songs?
Yeah.
It's hard when we literally recorded 2 days ago, and then we saw each other yesterday, and now here we are.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
Well, you saw a show last night.
Oh, yes. Sam, so I feel like we did a whole episode on Broadway, I guess, so I probably mentioned it in that episode.
Charlie's distracting.
Charlie is distracting. This is why she's not allowed in here. Just let her be. Anyway, so Sam and I have Broadway in Chicago season tickets. Mm-hmm. And we kind of debated it for a while because it is expensive, but we love Broadway. Like, it is a priority for us. And even if, like, this season was 6 tickets, even if I didn't, like, I probably wanted to see 4 of the 6. 2 of them I was like, meh. Okay, but like you get such a good deal and guaranteed seats, and most importantly, we don't have to like plan it out. We don't have to call, like figure out what days we're going, buy the tickets, ask mom, like all the things. It's just literally like we pay in advance for the whole season. They send us the dates that we have. You can change them out if you need to.
Yeah.
We send the dates to mom and like it's done.
Yeah.
However, there is a slight wrinkle in this. So for our next set of shows in the fall, there's only 5 shows. One of them is that Friday in August that mom's friends are in town and you're in Italy. So we're gonna have to hire like a natural babysitter to watch Lila.
She's eating my brushies.
Oh, okay, Charlie, this is why you're not allowed in here.
She's eating my brushies.
She's chewing on your bag. She likes the crunchy bag. Where was I going with this? Oh, so last night was the last show of this first bunch. and it was The Kite Runner, which I thought I'd probably read that book at some point, but honestly couldn't have told you what it was about. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't remember what it was about. And it was actually a play. I thought Broadway and Chicago, they were all going to be musicals, but they're not, which makes sense because in the fall we're seeing Harry Potter, which I know is a play because I've seen it. So it was a play. It was heart-wrenching. Like, between Inside Out and The Kite Runner, the amount of tears I shed yesterday.
Emotional day.
It was an emotional day. It is a beautiful story. It is about a little boy from Afghanistan and his childhood there. And then when war happens over there, they escape to America. And then they live here. And then 9/11. Like, it is again, heart-wrenching. It's a lot about his childhood friend, his relationship with his dad. It's very tough, but it was beautiful. They did a really good job.
Aww.
And I'm really glad. It was definitely on the list of, like,
I was supposed to see it.
Yeah, it was tough, but it was beautiful. It leaves tomorrow, so I don't think you're going to squeeze that in.
Don't think so.
And as always, my husband knows somebody in the show because he always knows somebody in the show. He works in the industry, and I was texting Allie last night. It is fun, and I always love that we get to, like, say hi to somebody afterwards, and, like, that's fun, but I'm also exhausted, and I'm like, really just want to get an Uber and go home and not stand here and wait for this person to come out and say hi.
Yeah.
This show, at least, like, they're in, like, the costumes and stuff is simple. Mm-hmm. What show is it that we were seeing somebody afterwards that I was like, it is going to be a
Frozen.
Long time. Oh, yeah, Frozen. Yeah, because Sven.
Sven is, like, on stilts and, like, has this whole situation.
Yeah, there was something else recently that I was like, it's going to be a while before they get out here.
Yeah, and I had a wedding last night, so I was working really late, so.
Yeah, we were both equally up late and exhausted, but we're rallying.
Yeah.
We're rallying.
And we did, respectfully, like, sparkler exits need to go. Like, I'm sorry that if you're doing one, I'm sorry. Like, it's just, it's always a mess. They're never legit because you're not leaving. You're going right back in to get your shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the ones last night were, like, literally not even a foot long. And there was, like, 100 people. And we, like, had blow torches trying to, like, light this shit. It was, like, the couple was walking behind, like, the guy that was blow torching everybody. And so it was, like, and the photographer wasn't even there. So it was just for shits and gigs.
Wait, somebody had to have taken a picture.
No! It was literally just for shits and gigs.
Yikes.
Okay.
That is a lot. I think it's even funnier.
It got everybody out, though.
Then they actually left. Yeah. I think it's funny when people do it, like, fake to include so the photographer can be there. Right? Like, let's say you're
writing. I support a fake one over a real one.
What?
Like, if you're going to do it for the pictures, for sure. If you're just doing it to do it.
Yeah. Right. Like, because I remember I had the photographer stay till, like, 9 or 9:30 or whatever. And she was like, do you want to do an exit before I leave? And I was like, no. I don't want to break up my
exits
party.
Exits are not, like...
No, I want to... I'm partying on the dance floor. I want to stay here.
I also saw a bouquet toss for the first time this season. This year.
I haven't... So, the last wedding we went to that had a bouquet toss was the first wedding we went to after getting engaged. It was like...
They're not a thing anymore.
Yeah, so this was October of 2019. It was like 2 weeks after we got engaged. And no girl likes being on the dance floor for the bouquet toss. Like, nobody likes that. Nobody likes acknowledging, like, that they're single, right? Yeah. I don't know. I've never enjoyed going out for the bouquet toss.
I mean, I could skip an awkward conversation and have people just see me on the dance floor.
That's fair. So we're at this wedding, and they're like, all right, bouquet toss, and they start playing Single Ladies. And, like, all the single ladies on the dance floor. And I was like, I looked at my hand, and I went, I don't have to go out there. And Sam goes, legally, you're still single. And I was like, I have a ring on my finger. I don't have to go on the dance floor. I don't have to do this. And he was like, yes, you do. And as we're, like, having this conversation, the DJ comes on because nobody's, like, there's, like, two people out there. And he goes, all right, ladies, I know there's more single ladies in this house. Here's the rule. If there's no ring on your finger, you're on the dance floor. And I was like, I looked at Sam and I was like, see? And so I didn't have to do it.
Oh, my
God. And it felt so good. But I haven't seen one since.
Mm-hmm. I did see the one last night. It was actually, there was a lot of people that, like.
Well, how big was the wedding?
150.
Oh, that was mine.
But the wedding last night was beautiful. It was, like, real fruit on the table. Like, literally, like, so it was, like.
As the centerpieces?
Yeah, so it was, like, red. So it was, like, pink, yellow, blue, and orange. And, like, it was, like, down the, I'll show you a picture. And then like next to the pink flowers was like a watermelon. And like legit a watermelon. Like I touched it.
That's so fun.
Like,
do you know the vendor that did that? That's so cool.
Like legit watermelon.
That's so cute.
And no, yeah, I knew the floral company that did it.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so there was like, and then like next to the orange, it was like literally orange pepper.
Oh.
No, orange pepper.
Oh, a pepper.
Literal peppers.
Oh my god.
So.
That's so cute.
And they were so cute. Like.
Aww.
And she got her dress at Lovely, you know, full circle. You know how it is. And it was like perfect because of Pride and all of the things. So. Yeah.
That's fun. You're going to a wedding this year. I feel like you don't go to a ton of weddings as like a guest because you're not quite there yet.
Yeah, it's funny because the one I went to last year in LA was a friend that was older. She was like our like sorority president when I was like a freshman.
And you've been to some family ones, like some cousins on your dad's side.
Yeah, and so that was like my first like friend one.
Yeah,
because I knew the bride and the groom, and also like never been to California, so obviously. And then, yeah, I have one in August for a friend that's actually younger than me. And I do know the groom as well because they've been dating for a long time. But,
Are they getting married here?
You're getting married in the suburbs, yeah.
Oh, what suburb?
Linfield.
Okay. Are you going to stay out there then? Are you going to stay dad's?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm just asking questions. I'm trying to extend this conversation.
I don't know.
Okay. I feel like, yeah, I remember when I was your age and it was like going, now I obviously didn't work in weddings, but like going to weddings was so exciting because there were so few and far between. And then this year we have 7. So.
Yeah. I also see like the same one every weekend because it's at the same place.
That's fair. So it's not, not changing it up at all.
But like when I worked at my other company and I would see like different ones all the time, like, yeah, it was kind of like, I mean, well, they're still fun to go to because they're always different. And I like to see like how people do things differently. I also like to, you know, internally make suggestions to how it's going. But I mean, they're hard. They're difficult. It's not possible to be perfect. It's just not. It's just...
No, I feel like we talked about that. Yeah, on the wedding episode we did with Lindsay about how, I mean, something is always going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just have to go with the flow and hope that the one or two things that go wrong are, like, small and not, you know, disastrous things.
Right.
The weddings we have left this year, we have one at a winery, like, in upstate... I could call it upstate New York. It's in like the Hudson Valley. It's like an hour and a half outside the city, but it's at like a winery. It's going to be beautiful.
Wow.
So excited. It's also going to be a blast. It's going to be so fun. It's one of my dance friends.
Yay.
And then one back in Houston, one of Sam's childhood friends. This is fun actually. So it's one of Sam's. Sam went to a private Jewish high school where he had a graduating class of 50. So like the complete opposite of our experience. In our high school with 1,200 people.
Yeah.
1,200 in our graduating classes, not like 5,000 in high
school. My classes, like in school were like 30
huge.
People.
Yeah, exactly, right. And yeah, that was so. Sam's graduating class was 50. So the girl, Sam's class of 2010, and the bride is Sam's friend and Sam's age. She moved to New York at some point as well. And so we hung out with her in New York. She got on the dating apps in New York and ended up meeting this guy who went to their high school but was 5 years older. And so they had never crossed paths, but in New York, met on a dating app in New York.
Aww.
And that's so fun.
So cute.
Yeah. And so they're getting married back in Houston because it just makes sense.
Yeah.
And
very cute.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun. They're on our list. I feel like we are very regularly trying to talk so many of our friends to moving here, especially our friends that live in New York. But don't necessarily have like super strong ties. Like we have friends, like the wedding we just went to in New Jersey, she's from Queens and he's from Westchester. Like they're not leaving the tri-state area, right? Like their families are there, like they're not going anywhere.
Right.
But this couple, whose both their families are in Houston, but they're like, we don't want to go back to Texas. We're like, well, just why don't you come to Chicago?
Yeah.
It's New York, but less expensive and cleaner.
Yeah.
There's another couple too, I can't remember who it is, that like live in New York that were like, you should move here. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great place. So
the city's amazing. Yeah. I just can't.
I was thinking that too yesterday as we were leaving the show, and I was like, you know, we walk out of the show and it does feel like New York to some extent. Like, you know,
to some extent, but I feel like you just like get so many, like, you get the beach, you get,
well, I meant in a good way. I meant like it feels like New York, and I, yeah, but, and I'm exiting a Broadway show that was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm surrounded by all these other people who love Broadway.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to hop in an Uber and go to my giant apartment.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like that, I love that.
Dream.
Yeah.
Dream.
Love so it. It's the perfect balance. Anything else on your list? Mom will be here soon with the peanut. And we can,
I'm ready to start this day.
Figure out what we're doing. Sounds good. See you next time.
See you guys
then. Bye.
Cheers.
I mean, I saw you yesterday, but it's been 2 days since we recorded.
I'm not pregnant, in case that's what you were freaking out about.
I'm not sure.
I feel like I already have to burp.